Shinchov Gimel Sif Dalit. Muta Laima Lechenvani, Tainli, Dalit Beitim, Vahiri Moinim, Vachel Yeske, Shem Domi, Vlois Hum Mida Vlois Huminia. A person can even go to a shopkeeper on Shabbos and tell him, give me a certain amount of eggs or a certain amount of pomegranates or anything else. That's not considered, it was a Derech Mekar or Memkar, but he cannot mention Domim, he cannot mention the price. And also, you can't make a cheshbon of how much I owe you from before, and together with this will be a full amount. Loimar, harei sheyesh lecha b'yodim chamishim egoizim, tainli chamishim achim, harei shela b'yodim me'at. That's basically what I just said. Don't make a sum of how much you owe. Just ask, I want this amount now. Rama says, v'chein v'schum domim, eino aser el v'chi agavno, sho'im tainli b'kach v'kach domim, v'yecha b'yodim kach v'kach. Rama says a bigger chiddush, that even when you mention the price, give me 10 shekels worth of something, is acceptable. The only time it's a problem is, give me 10 shekels, and I owe you 10 shekels, and some total of 20. Also with measures, volume, the same thing. So now we're saying a very big chiddush. What's this business that's permitted to mention the price? You're not supposed to talk about prices on Shabbos. He says that's b'davish ein mekri yodua. B'davish yodua, rak she'ayim eloi kama tzorich shari im loy shemaske loy sfum. So he's saying like this: if it doesn't have a clear price, and you say, "I want a certain value of it," that's already business. But if it's clear that this item costs one shekel a piece, and you say, "I want 5 shekels," that's basically a way of saying, "I want 5 pieces." That's acceptable. We have to go up to Yesh Machmir Medovazek, for a portion of Minig Bimdina say Lahakal, Kisvora and his keres. Even though some people are Machmir that don't mention the money at all, but the Minig in Europe was yes to do it, as long as it was something that had a clear cut price, and it's just a way of saying the quantity that you want.